Very difficult night on Thursday night for the Lady Buffs and a heartbreaking loss for them to Dodge City, ending their season at 17-4, sending them home. Lady Buffs ranked number 6 in the state with all anticipation of making it to the state tournament on this year. Not going to happen. They lost to Dodge City, a team they'd beaten twice before by more than 20 points. With me right now is Coach David Upton, head coach for the Lady Buffs. And Coach, needless to say, it's disappointing, it's heartbreaking, but yet this is the way the ball bounces sometimes.
Yeah, it's tough when you go out this way. Our girls fully expected to be still playing. We expected to still be playing, but we just didn't come out tonight. We didn't have the attitude that we probably needed to have, and we definitely didn't have the execution.
Well, you talked about it, and we mentioned it as you told me in the pregame show that Dodge City didn't have anything to lose, and that's how they were going to play, with reckless abandon, and obviously they did. Coach Snodgrass was able to draw up some plays coming out of the timeouts, and they were effective. They scored on those plays each time, but then, yet again, when you look at what we put together overall as a total game, we missed a lot of shots down inside the paint, some that were right point blank on the blocks 2 feet away. But when you only hit 1 of 10 free throws, that really causes a demise.
Yeah, 1 of 10 from the free throw line, and we're close to a 70% free throw shooting team as a team. Didn't come anywhere near that tonight. And then I know some people will say, well, we didn't give people the right amount of looks, but everybody got their normal looks. I think our post players between Jonna and Jamie, they had about 20 shots between the two of them, and that's about their normal shot intake. Like you said, they just weren't making those shots today, and we just didn't execute very well defensively. We had a few letdowns defensively, letting a couple of their kids get loose on us, not taking responsibility of getting out there and covering those shooters, and those things will happen. And one of the tales that really lets you know that a team is out hustling you is on the rebounding side, and we got out rebounded by a much smaller team, and that was just because they wanted to go get the ball more and try to get second chance points, and that's one of those telltale signs that somebody wants it more than you.
Well, yeah, and I thought they turned it over, according to my unofficial stats, 19 times. Garden City with just 10 turnovers, only a couple in the second half, so we did a much better job of taking care of the basketball. I think their intensity a little bit, Dodge City's intensity in the first half, and their scrappy defense caused some turnovers for us in the first half. With 15 points for Taryn Temple to be the only player in double digits for you. John McClellan was close with 8, but just one of those nights when Jamie was off and not up there in her normal double figure point production.
Yeah, I think Jamie ended the night 2 for 9, and I don't know if she ever got to the free throw line. I'm not quite sure on that. But 2 for 9 shooting for her is not typical as of late, and she's been averaging well over 15 points a game over the last 6-7 ball games. So she had an off night. Things just didn't flow for us, and the good thing about it is we got 9 or 8 of these kids coming back. So they can make a strong run again next year. And we've been talking to them all season long about it's not what you've done today, it's about what you're going to do about it tomorrow to keep getting better. And so this is one of those instances where we'll find out. This kind of left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. We knew that we were the better team, but we came out on the wrong end of this. So now we got to see what we're going to do over the summer and get ready for next year.
Well, exactly, and you mentioned that you've got 8 of these players coming back for next year, and obviously a very good JV team that you'll pick from next year, too, as well, to move up. You do have to say goodbye to one senior, and John McClellan made the move over here from Holcomb on her sophomore year, and been a great contributor over these last 3 years. Talk about John in just a moment.
Yeah, John has done a good job for us this season as the only senior on the team, and really the second half of the season, probably since the Newton tournament, kind of stepped up her game a little bit, and was averaging close to a double-double down the stretch and giving us good rebounds, good point production. And now she's headed off to Washburn. So she'll take her skills and go up to the college level, and we wish her the best.
All right. Well, that's going to end it up here for the Lady Buffs on this 2012-2013 season, and definitely not the way that we anticipated that it was going to end for them on this year. But I know it was just very emotional for them last night after the ball game. Any quick thoughts about that?
The locker room was kind of a somber place last night with everybody in the locker room. And but anytime your season comes to an end, it wouldn't have mattered if it was last night or Saturday or next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Anytime that season comes to an end, if you're not holding that gold ball, there's always going to be a lot of emotion. And these girls have a lot to be thankful for this season. And I have as a coach. I mean, they've had a great season. They've done a lot of great things, a lot of first times for us, the best record in the history of the Garden City program, winning WAC for the first time. I mean, they have a lot of things that they can build on and keep building. So I'm looking forward to next season, and I think they are too once it all kind of settles.
Coach, thanks for the comment.
Thank you, Jerry.